Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You know, it's a beautiful Monday. Today I happen to be in Houston, Texas. You know, they call me their roving radio show host. You never know where I might be. This is the week of my big marketing event where we work with entrepreneurs on how to build their business, make more money, and get known, get seen. So the event's in Houston, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I'm spending the entire week here. And, you know, the great thing about doing what we do, we can do it from anywhere. I'm actually sitting in my car outside of a networking event that I just went to here in Houston. But it's going to be a fantastic show, and you know what? If I can do it from my car, you could do this too, right? What is it that you're doing to put yourself out there? You know, I like to start these shows out by giving you a little reminder, right, that we have a telephone number, a way for you to get in touch with us. You can call us and ask our guests questions or just hear your voice on the radio. Whatever you would like to do, the number is 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. And don't forget that I love to hear from you. I want to know what it is that you need help with. What is it you need assistance with in building your business? That's what Take Action, Get Profits is all about. It's about you taking the right action that turns into profit, right? So join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/decisiveminds, and you can share there exactly what it is that you would like us to find you a guest for or answer a question or whatever that might be. So of the event, which also happens to be Take Action, Get Profits, right? The radio show and my annual event. So today I came to Houston early, a couple of days early, actually, to come to a networking event. It's a brand new networking event called Houston Emerging Entrepreneurs. And what I was noticing in the event, and they had a great turnout. There were probably, I don't know, 45 or 50 people in the room. I do a lot of networking in Houston because it is just, you know, for me, it's 2.5 hours from home. I live in Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is, you know, population 70,000. There's not a ton of networking going on there. There is some, and there's great entrepreneurs. But I just come to Houston because the opportunity is so big in Houston. If you live in the Houston area or any area where there's big networking opportunity, I want to encourage you to get out and start networking and start being seen. And so what was interesting was that at this networking event, and I network here a lot, there were actually a lot of people that I had never met before. And so I was talking to a couple of them, and they were mentioning, that, you know, I was mentioning a few places that I network around Houston. And one of the women said to me, oh, that's too far. I won't drive across Houston to network. And, you know, I just don't take those kind of excuses as an entrepreneur. I drove 2.5 hours to get here. It's not a big pat on the back situation. It is that I am willing to do what it means by the right people to be in the right place. You never know who you're going to meet in that networking event. Or, you know, it happened to be being held by someone who just really likes me a lot. And so they talked about me a lot. In that room. Afterwards, people wanted to talk to me because the person that was putting on the event kept mentioning me. And so, you know, what is it that you're not doing? Where should you be showing up? Where should you be networking? So I wanted to kind of bring that out real quick and I just guess I was shocked when she told me she wouldn't drive, you know, 35 minutes across town to network, because shame on you. You live in a town that is full of opportunity. And you're not willing to do what it takes, right? That whole committed versus just being involved, right? What is the saying? I'm going to get this wrong, but the you know, the chicken was involved, the pig was committed, right? How committed are you to making your business successful? So I am super excited about the events coming up this week. You know, I've been talking a lot about it over the last couple of weeks. if you're in the Houston area, even if you're not, I actually had someone last night register from Florida, flying in from Florida, and yes, it's only 3 days before the event. Again, I guess it's that whole committed thing, right? But I had someone register last night from Florida, but there's going to be just an amazing group of entrepreneurs coming in and coming together to work on their businesses. So what are we going to do? Well, I told you last week on the show that I have designed what I consider to be the 5 degrees of business, right? Remember, we talked about that most people say that there are 3 levels of business. You're either startup, growth, or leveraged, or sellable, right? And I believe that there are actually steps in between startup and growth, right? There's an implementation phase in there. And then so we have startup, we have implementation, then we have what normally would be called growth. I call that sustainable, right? That's that moment where you're actually getting paid by the company. As entrepreneurs, we've all seen those times when we weren't getting paid by the company. As an entrepreneur, I hope you're seeing the time where you are getting paid by the company. That's usually the sustainable stage. A lot of people get there in business and stay there, and then, which is great if that's your goal in, out of that business. However, there are 2 further scalable and then sellable. And so scalable meaning that you've figured out a way to take that business and duplicate it, right? If you're a coach, then you've figured out a way for other people to coach your process. If you, own a talent agency, then you've figured out a way to franchise that or to license that or whatever it might be that you've figured out a way to be scalable and sellable. So we're going to be focused a lot on that in the event. We will be talking about marketing because, you know, I believe that without visibility, without you putting yourself out there, without you being really committed, there is no success for the entrepreneur, right? We don't, absolutely do not get to just open our doors and it just works. When that happens, it's very few and far between. It is mostly that we are doing what it takes to become successful, and there's a lot that it takes to become successful. So I would like to streamline that for you. I am all about making it as easy and, not complicated as possible. So we're going to be working on how to build systems that are not complicated. I got the binder ready, finished the content for that last week. That was just, it's so exciting. This is my 5th time to do Take Action, Get Profits. Each time we've seen it grow and double, and we have about 120 entrepreneurs that will be at this event this weekend. And it's going to be just fantastic, all new content. Really excited about that. So I want to invite you, if you would like to join us, go to takeactiongetprofits.com. That's takeactiongetprofits.com. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, September 25th, 26th, and 27th. Yes, they are 3 full days, and 9 to 6, and it's so very worth it. Whenever you come out on the other side, you will have a plan in place and action taken towards your desired end result. So today we have a fantastic show with us. We're going to have 2 wonderful guests. We're going to be talking about content information. We're going to be talking about how to put yourself out there, how to build your business, lots of really wonderful things to learn from our guest. And I think what we'll do is we're going to move into our commercial just a little bit, a little early, and we'll come back with our first guest because I have quite a few questions for him. So I think that's what we should do. So you guys hang out, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to our first guest today, Rodney Jones. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So let me tell everybody a little bit about you first, and then we'll have you come join us and tell us a little more. So Rodney is the CEO of Adjustment Bureau Consulting, and he helps emerging leaders transition into high-performance executives by leveraging content knowledge and the professional charisma necessary to separate themselves. I just love that statement on both ends. I am all about the content, but I think that it's so important to be out there, be seen, and be seen as different. So, Rodney, welcome to the show. I know this is going to be an exciting conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm actually excited to be here as well.
Yeah, very good. So I like to start these segments out by letting you just tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are. Give us a little more about your background. We like to know the person and the entrepreneur.
Sure. Well, it started on a dusty little farm way back. No, I'm just playing. No, I'm actually, I love to joke around. I love to have fun. And this whole thing with professional charisma started way back when. You know, when I was in high school, I was the nerdy choir boy. When I got to college, I went to college at the University of Texas. And when I got there, I decided, you know what? There's only me and 5 other people from my high school here. And they probably won't see me on this campus because I didn't like not the person I was in school, but I just didn't, you know, I wasn't a popular person in school. I wasn't like, you know, fun to be around, that kind of thing. I wasn't in the A crowd. So I decided when I got to college, I'm going to reinvent myself. I was doing extreme makeovers before there was the show. And what I did was I observed other people on campus. Why do people flock to them? What is it about them? And I observed the negatives as well. Don't want to pick that trait up. Don't want to include that. I like who I am at the core. And it wasn't until an event happened in my collegiate career to where it changed my life and I had to put these things into action without knowing it. In 1998, I was 22, college student, and I made the decision to take full legal custody of my 2 younger sisters. They were 15 and 12. So overnight, I became a father. And I didn't have kids, didn't know how to be a parent, but this situation, you know, warranted itself that I step in and help my sisters. So at that moment, a decision had to be made, and I really didn't end up making that decision until it was too late, and that was, do I stay in school and struggle trying to feed 2 other mouths, or do I go out and get a job? Well, $8.80 as a part-time teller at the bank wasn't feeding 2 girls and myself, so I decided to leave school prematurely, go out and compete in the job world. Well, that brought its own challenges because I didn't have the degree, didn't have the network, didn't have the experience. I was needing to compete for the same salaries that my counterparts who did have all these things going for them actually had in their back pocket. So I had to figure out a way to win. I had to figure out a way to overcome. And that's when this entire ball of professional charisma came about, again, unknowing to me because all I had to lean on was that. So I just started using those same qualities that I used to reinvent myself in college in the business world. And it was successful. successful to the point to where now it allows me to teach and coach and consult other people who are in the corporate arena on those very same aspects.
Very nice. I love that. You know, it's always intriguing and interesting to me how, you know, the things that happen to us throughout life really form the entrepreneur that we become, right? So I venture to say that, you know, in your teens and your early 20s, you know, it was survival. It wasn't a plan for the future. And look at what it's done and what it's turned into. So very cool. I love that story. Tell us a little bit about Adjustment Bureau Consulting.
Sure. Well, it's funny because I just did a speech the other day about choosing the right major. I majored in music. So I'm actually trained and skilled at singing classical operatic style music in different languages. I changed my major once. And then when I left school, I found a career in the financial services industry. So I became professionally licensed in the financial services. So I hold investment licenses, insurance licenses, and so forth. I actually am capable of helping people invest and where to put their money. And then I became a recruiter, a corporate recruiter. So at that point, it allowed me to kind of take a view of what's going on from both sides of the table. That is, from someone who's looking for the ideal candidate and for the people or as someone else who's going to pick that candidate. So I was on both sides of the table during that point, and it allowed me to see what traits, what qualities, what characteristics, regardless of a degree, regardless of a school, that people are looking for in their ideal candidate. And so once, you know, that entrepreneurial bug bit me, and, you know, I didn't like the feel of the bite at first, but it's a good bite because it forces you to do things that are uncomfortable. But once I decided, I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? Well, I'd like to ball this knowledge up. I'd like to package it in such a way for those people who are coming down the path that I was coming down. Maybe they didn't take custody of their siblings, but maybe they just need a competitive edge. Maybe they need an adjustment. Maybe they need someone to give them the advantage of saying, okay, you have the content knowledge. You're a good engineer. You're a good chemist. You're a good teacher. But now you need the process skills to show you how to utilize or how to leverage that content knowledge. And so I decided to erect a private practice where, you know, consultants, basically we get paid for knowledge. And knowledge is useless unless it's shared. So decided to build a practice based on, you know, sharing this knowledge. And what I found was, in the beginning, I'm thinking, no one's going to pay me to tell them this stuff. But it amazed me at first at how many people are actually saying, you know what, that's what I'm missing, that's what I need. And so it didn't take long for me to say, okay, yeah, this is what I need to do. So in a sense, Adjustment Bureau Consulting is a consulting practice where I focus on just that, you know, taking people in the state where they are and really pointing to the inner value that they overlook and shining a light on it. And I do so just by using principles and extracting principles, because principles work anywhere. And if we find a principle that works and continue to work it, we can apply it anywhere. Same principle that opened McDonald's, open Walmart. Same principle.
Exactly. And so are most of your clients corporate-based or wanting to find corporate executive jobs? Or what is your clientele?
Well, it's a range. It really is. And that's what surprises me. For instance, when I first started out, I had a lot of moms who are coming back into the workforce after being at home for a while, feeling as if, you know what, I've been out of the game so long, I need to know how to not only get back in, but fit in and dominate. I've had entrepreneurs who have come to me, 20-year entrepreneurs, other executives in, you know, Fortune 500 companies, you know, AIG executives. I've had college students, you know, to come to me. I've had Frito-Lay executives that I've coached, HR professionals. So it's a wide array. And the reason I keep that niche so wide is because, one, I don't want to eliminate anyone. I don't want to take for granted that just because a person has a title, there's not a deficiency there that they may classify under the imposter syndrome. You know, I don't want to make that assumption. So I leave the net very wide open, and it's especially for that college student, which is where my heart is, the young professional, the college student, because at the time when I went to the Career Services Center at the University of Texas when I got my sister's and said, hey, I need help getting a job. I need a salary position. And I got the traditional answer. We can help you with your resume. We can give you some interviewing tips. Like, you know what? I got that down. What is it that I'm not learning in a textbook at this major university that's going to allow me to even compete with the person who just graduated last semester? Because we both are going for the same dollar. So a wide array, wide array.
Wide array. Okay, very cool. I would think that, you know, what you're working with them on would also be extremely beneficial to entrepreneurs because whether we're trying to get the next position in a corporate business or whether we're trying to get the next big client in our own business is irrelevant, right? It's
absolutely.
All about knowing
absolutely.
How to, yeah. So why don't you, let's ask you for your big giant secrets. Just tell us something really good. What would you work with your client on if they showed up and said, hey, I'm just not sure, it's not working? Where would you go with that?
Usually, and this is I tell my clients, and the reason they trust me is because I tell them up front, I'm going to give you information based on one of three things, experience that I've gone through, which cannot be argued because I went through it, fact, which can be verified, and just flat old truth, you know, truth and not a lie. And so when I sit down with them initially, most of the clients that come to me, if they're coming to me with the general, I need an edge, I need a tweak, I need an adjustment, I like to get to the root of the problem. And usually that root of the problem is them, not in a bad way, but it's them.
Right.
And that's where leveraging content knowledge with process skills comes in. I'm not an expert on engineering, on HR, but I am an expert in people. And so what I tell them is usually the problem is there's a feeling that you don't belong. And 9 times out of 10 with most of my clients, that's the feeling, that they don't belong. Either they feel as if they're in over their heads with their position, that someone's going to find them out, the imposter syndrome, or they're just because of their background and because of their lack of degrees or lack of experience or lack of connections, they feel like, ooh, this party is not for me. I'm going to be a wallflower. Usually it's a feeling they don't belong. So my big secret, my first, and this is the one I have fun with, first introductory session with a client is usually goes like this. By the time we finish, I give them 3 things to do. I say, 1, what is your dream car? And they usually tell me some car, you know, that's, you know, very, very expensive. And I tell them, you need to go test drive that car before our next session. And they look at me crazy. Like, I just told you my dream car was a Bentley. Don't care. You need to go test drive it. So what you do is you do a little homework. You make sure that you're up to par, that you can talk the talk. And, again, something I did from experience. At the age of 25, I went into a Range Rover lot because I thought that I wanted a $92,000 Range Rover, knew everything about it. And I said, you know, I'm going to try this myself and did it. And next thing you know, I was test driving a Range Rover. So I told them, you need to go do that because you need to feel like you belong there. Like, this is not an elite party. Like, you need to feel as if you got an invitation just like the next person. So you need to go do that. The next thing you need to do, I tell them, you need to go walk through million-dollar homes if you've never done it before. You need to just go walk through. And, again, you know, making sure that, you know, you're up to speed and up to par on the homes and the area, and, you know, have intelligent questions. But it's just the part of, let me put myself in an environment that forces me to be uncomfortable, yet and still, this is the environment that I'd like to be a part of, an environment where other CEOs hang out, where other VPs hang out, or this is where my clients hang out. Let me get familiar with that. So I tell them to do that. Again, you belong. The last one is the best one because this is where they usually have a lot of fun. 75% of my clients are women, and this is where they say, oh, yeah, I can do that. I tell them to go to the most expensive mall in the area. I want you to go into some of the stores. I want you to physically try on clothing that you would otherwise avoid simply because of the price. And I tell them, here is the phrase I want you to adapt because, again, you have to feel like you belong, and you want them to think you belong. So I tell them to adapt the phrase when they see a price on a on an item that looks to be out of their league, say, it's not bad, rather than letting it shock them and say, oh, my God, just say, it's not bad. Now, when you go out, then you can have your heart attack. You know, when you put it on and they say, do you like those? Should I bag those up? Then you say, you know what? Doesn't quite fit the way I thought it would. And you simply walk out. And so after those three exercises, what I've done is giving them a shell shock of this is where you belong. You belong, this contract that you're going to get, you're supposed to be the person that wins that contract. Why? Because you've put yourself in an arena of what you consider to be the elite. Why should you be here? Because you belong here. You need to trick your mind into thinking you belong, because people are going to believe what we portray. So if we portray we belong, they'll think we belong. If we know how to act when we're in that particular environment, then now we're in the club. And when we're in the club, then you can start your networking. You can start shaking hands. You can start letting them see that glowing smile. You can start letting them in to who you are. But you got to believe that you belong there first.
Absolutely. And the belief is the biggest piece of it. You know, one of the things I've been saying all year was, this is going to be my year to buy a new house. And about a month ago, my coach said, well, so have you gone and walked through the houses? And I was like, no, I haven't done that yet. So, you know, going and viewing the house, how in the area that I want to live in homes that are three times what I'm living in now. And however, now there's no doubt I'm going to live there. Right? The belief
Absolutely.
Is so strong at this point. So I agree with you 100%. I think that's a powerful, powerful piece to get people to start believing that they belong there. That was a great way of putting that. So very cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
I love that. And it was intriguing that you said that most of your clients are women. So that's interesting. You see a lot of men.
You know why?
Why?
It baffles me, and as you know, I'm pretty sure you have a mix of listeners, men, and I'll speak for me. We have ego problems. We think we got it all. And in a society where positions are dominated by men, women still feel like, you know, they're getting slighted and looked over, and they are. It's not a falsity. They are. Most women come to me saying, because of the fact that they want a position, or they want to be heard, or they want to be viewed like their male counterpart. And they're the ones that latch on to these things, you know, just, you know, with all of their life. Now, I have had some male clients, but the majority, about 75% of my clients are women. And, you know, I'm glad to help anyone. I really am. But I really,
absolutely,
you know, but you can't help people that don't feel they need it, so to speak.
Right. Right. Well, very good. So listen, we only have a few minutes left. I wanted to be sure that everyone knows how to get in touch with you. So share your website, share anywhere else that you want them to connect with you.
Will do. Will do. Thank you very much. Well, you can always, you know, read more about the training programs, the coaching programs, and everything I have to offer at adjustmentbureauconsulting.com. You can reach me by way of email at rodney@adjustmentbureauconsulting.com. I'm on Twitter. My handle is CorpSwagger, CorpSwagger. That's a whole another topic, as well as Facebook.
I guess you got to come back now just to explain your Twitter name.
Yeah. But I will say as well that I am, look, you know, for the listeners out there, I would say this, look out for beginning of November. I'm going to start a professional charisma boot camp, where it's going to be an 8-week, once a week, boot camp where we sit on the phone and go over together different aspects of professional charisma. The one that I like to highlight is the 5 powers of persuasion. All of these components together will give you that, not only that I belong belief, but as well as the ability to go out, because they're learned behaviors, you know, so behaviors that you can learn and start playing with, you know, even around the house, but none, definitely within your business, whether you're an entrepreneur or a business person. If you want more information on that, please email me, and what I can do is get you a registration application, because I am keeping it limited, because this is content that isn't for everyone. So I'm kind of screening who I let into this, but definitely look out for that. If you want more information on it, you can start emailing me as of now, and we'll get you connected.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Rodney. We'll have to have you back because, like I said, now I'm going to have to know about that Twitter name. And it sounds like you got all kind of stuff we didn't cover yet. So, perfect. It was great having you on the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I appreciate every listener that tuned in, willing to hear my voice over these radio waves. And anytime you want to have me back, please feel free to ask. But it was a pleasure. Mm-hmm. It was so great meeting you, so great talking to you. And I look forward to the next time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And for everyone else, be sure you stick around. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
I'm sitting over here laughing because I love hearing my own commercials. My dad says it's not bragging when you can back it up. Hey, Carl,
okay.
Are you there?
Michelle, yeah. Hey, you ready to go? You're all in a great mood and everything?
I am in a good mood. It's a beautiful, hot Houston day.
Are you in Louisiana?
I am. I'm sitting.
Well, welcome home.
Yeah, I know. It's my home away from home here with you guys. So let me introduce you, everybody. So this is Carl Loop, and he is the CEO of Global Business Builders. Carl, you just fit right into the show because, you know, you're a serial entrepreneur, and you're all about building businesses and helping others do that. And a little bit out of I'll do a little bit of your professional bio, but then you can tell your story. So he's had an award-winning career. It's a combination of tech and marketing experiences that span Fortune 100 companies and multiple businesses he's built on his own. It's going to be a fun conversation, and I am super excited that you are here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Me too. Very excited. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So Carl and I think we met first at a networking event in Houston. Is that right? I think
yeah.
So, huh? Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. And I
you
like
were not the speaker at that time.
I was not. I wasn't.
You were not
the
speaker on that first event. Only the second one. Yeah.
The second one it was. So what I want to do is let you tell a little bit about your background. How did you become this serial entrepreneur and what you're up to these days?
Well, I've had five businesses. Well, I don't buy so much, but. Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I started my first business building birdhouses, and, you know, fast forward to now, I'm on my fifth business. This is a marketing company I have, and I also do coaching, consulting, and speaking.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And so who do you focus? Who's the marketing and coaching? What's the niche? What's the focus there? Is it all entrepreneurs, or what you looking at?
It's marketing coaches. Mindset and a specific person. I'm looking for people that connect and who want to do business from the heart and, you know, people that can be coached and people that have some really big goals.
Mm-hmm. And so
that's pretty broad, still, probably.
That's pretty broad, but that's okay because you actually narrowed it down. And we're going to have a conversation about something you just said, because you said people who can be coached. That is the secret sauce there for any coach. We got a lot of coaches that pay attention and listen to this. And so, you know, listen to the show. I want to make sure we talk about this for a second because, you know, I've had a couple of experiences this last year with people who couldn't be coached, and it wasn't fun for me or them, right? So I would love to know your description. What does it mean to be coachable?
Coachable is just to, number one, have fun and also listen. You know, be willing to listen and really absorb something somebody's telling you. Because the odd thing is, we don't see ourselves sometimes as well as others do, and we don't know that we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And some people agree with that, there are things they don't know, and some people don't. They think they know everything, and then that's not somebody you can really coach.
Right. That's right. So that's a big piece, guys. I hope you're really paying attention to this, because as entrepreneurs, I am telling you, you know, I think Carl would probably agree with me here, but I can tell you from my own experience, it is not possible for me to know everything. Every single day, this world shifts. If what I was doing in the trucking industry 15 years ago or the grocery industry 25 years ago, there's nothing like that still today. Everything's different. So, yeah, Carl, that's huge that people need to be coachable. And so let's flip the coin, because the other side of that is we do have a lot of coaches that are listening. And when we have those clients show up and we're like, why is this so hard to work with them? We need to look at that. Are they truly coachable, right? I think that's extremely important. Very cool.
And it's definitely not everybody, and it's not even a high percentage probably because, well, you know, you tell me. What do you think?
Yeah, no,
there,
I agree.
There are, you know, there's your A customers, your B clients, or your A clients, your B clients, and so forth. And if you really get down to it, your A's and B's are probably just 20 or 30% of your business.
That's
the others,
so true.
And the others, yeah, yeah.
When you see that face pop up on your phone, you, and your gut goes, ooh, you know, that might be a sign that person's not coachable. Yeah, okay, so that was a direction I wasn't expecting, but it was a great statement, and I'm so glad we took that conversation for a moment. But I really want to talk about what you do with your clients. So tell me what your focus is, because I know you got a wide array of clients, but you must be kind of focused on what kind of coaching you're doing with them.
Well, I start everybody with what I call a marketing breakthrough session, and so marketing really is kind of my focus. I help people get their get a little, you know, tighter on their target market, a little stronger about their stand in that market and how they stand out, you know, what they're aligned with and how they stand out, you know, in that area, and then what their offer is.
Yeah.
And we take a lot of that and we try to wrap it around their core story in a way that people can remember and connect to. At the end of the day, you know, nobody cares one bit about buying anything based on logic. You know, it's just boring.
Yeah.
So, you know, how does it connect with you? You know, say I built birdhouses at 6 years old. You know, there's probably some people out there that had their own business, you know, paper route and whatever, and they know exactly kind of how that feels, and they connect to that.
Yeah, that's a huge piece of it, is being able to tell your story, right, and knowing what pieces of your story. Because when you said that, I immediately went back to being 5 years old and working in a grocery store. Right?
So grocery store that
I got.
Five, huh?
I did. I was tall enough. There was, you know, I came from a family that had kids to guarantee they had employees, right? But we had to be tall enough to see over the paper bag, and there was a stool. When I was five, I was tall enough to see over the paper bag. So I went to work. The bird story, you know, the building the bird theater, that, like, grabbed my attention, right? And so.
Awesome, awesome.
It's filling that ideal client out and knowing that that is a piece of what it is that they want. So that's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about, so you do the breakthrough session with them, and you start to align, I guess, all these pieces for them for their what it is they're doing and those types of things. What do you think the big struggle is What are they struggling
with? Well, a lot of times it's clarity. What you'll see most often is people get business through referrals by networking. And you know that has a certain, it definitely has a certain power, but it's not real scalable, be it every
right.
network meeting.
Right.
So until you can create followings, you have a glass ceiling. You have a glass ceiling in the networking world is as high as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So until you break through, you know, until you have a following based on what you stand for that, and, you know, has personal meaning for you and then market meaning to others, you know, you're kind of limited. You're kind of held back. And I know in your case, you know, you've got lots of people following you on Facebook and social media. And that was your first stand was social media.
Exactly.
And it really made a hit for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. I was blessed to understand that you have to have the following early on. Right, and
very smart.
I think entrepreneurs kind of know it, but they're not sure how to do that. They're not maybe necessarily sure how to speak the language to the right person. You know, you don't want to build a following of just anybody, right? I don't want like 10-year-old kids or something, right? And so, whenever you talk to them about creating that following, what do you recommend? How they get started with that?
Creating a following, first of all, get your list started as you've done. I remember kind of your first offer was growing Facebook likes, something like that, up to 1,000,
yep.
wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yeah, I read your
sure
book.
Yeah,
yeah,
good job. You sure did. I was being all impressed over here, Carl.
How about that, an informed guest on the radio show?
I am telling you, I'm loving this.
So, you know, building a list, you got to take a stand and then start, you know, seeing what people attract to that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Building
yeah.
a list, taking a stand, building a list, putting yourself out there, being different. Big thing, being different.
That is not always an easy thing, right? I mean, that's
you know,
one of the things
place,
I
it's a place of a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a place of a lot of fear. But, mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to say, talk a little more about being different, because I think that people do struggle, and you're right, it's fear-based, right, on standing out.
If you stand out, that means you're eliminating some other business. It means that, you know, you're opening yourself up to criticism, somebody saying something bad about you, or so forth, but none of that matters, because if you, the four parts to me of the of a business, of a really thriving, being excited everyday business. And this goes into my marketing breakthrough session. You know, mm-hmm. you've got to have those two creative pieces, personal meaning and market meaning. And those are kind of creative to vet out, to kind of get through it. And then the two logical pieces you have to have, and I know you'll like this one. Number one is action.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is profit. Yeah. So personal meaning, marketing, market meaning, action, and profit. Those are the four different categories of a breakthrough session. Under market meaning, this goes to where you're trying to stand out. You want to, first of all, you've got something that you personally, you know, want to scream from a mountaintop. You know, you create a personal stand for who you are, and then start finding people that align with that, and move it into the market. So,
very cool.
You know, like what makes I ask like financial advisors. If you're in a room of 10 financial advisors, you know, what makes you stand out? What makes somebody choose you? And then we start from there.
So
there's a lot of ways to stand out.
Yeah. What makes you stand out? What is it for you?
What would it be? Well, I have a crazy diverse background. I have a BS in math and a fine arts degree in photography. And I've also had a lot. Okay, so I have like the logical side and the creative side. And I gave up the creative side pretty early on and became a software programmer. And then since then, and that was over 20 years ago, I've been moving away from that
mm-hmm.
into the more creative stuff, into the marketing strategy, which I know is an area you love.
Yes. That's very cool. I love that. So I want everyone to see that diversification, the fact that, you know, anybody who gets those two degrees, hello, you use both sides of your brain, right? And
yeah, but,
we don't see a lot of that.
That's right. And the other way I stand out is I have this guaranteed marketing breakthrough session. It's the only one I've ever seen. 2 hours, if I don't blow you away, there's nothing to pay. On my website under guarantee.
Yeah, I was, when you and I talked the first time and you told me about that, I thought about that many times from that first conversation because I thought that's it. That says you're so confident in what you do that you're willing to put that guarantee on it, right? That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I know that means that you know what you're doing. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And what's great is that it takes the doubt away from all the others, right? So I like that. That's very cool. So personal meaning, market meaning, action, and profit, which are two of my favorite words, by the way. And you knew that. So.
I could guess
very,
that.
Very good. So give us some really great, if they got one big takeaway from this, what is it for you?
Well, can I tell you a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
How much time do we have?
We probably got 5-8 minutes, something like that. We're good.
A 2-minute story. One of them, you know, I'm a speaker also, and in the beginning of one of my presentations called Breakthrough to Business Brilliance, I talk about a guy named Manoj, and he had customers coming into his restaurant. He has a Thai restaurant here in Houston, and he had customers coming into his restaurant, and he didn't have enough staff, so they were sitting, they wouldn't get waited on fast enough, and then they would leave. Well, you know, in discussions with him, he was struggling with what to do, and finally the idea came that he would offer an all-you-can-eat all-you-can-eat appetizer bar. So as soon as people came in, they could go get egg rolls and soup and all kind of great Thai appetizers. And, you know, they would get something, at least they could get started with something and not be too impatient of when would they be waited on. And he never had to hire anybody. And it's driving people into the restaurant and keeping them there.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a breakthrough strategy.
No
one does that. Nobody offers unlimited appetizers, right? Have you ever seen
it? Nope. I don't think I've ever seen it. That's brilliant.
That's a cool
because
story.
It gets them in
strategy.
Action.
Yeah.
It gets them in action. They're getting what they want because they want to be fed, right?
Right.
And they're more willing to wait. What's most impressive is he didn't have to hire any more staff.
No more staff. And also... this is also kind of, and it keeps them there, you know, and it keeps them coming back. And it's also kind of an analogy in marketing. Let people get a taste. Let them get a real good taste, not expect like the killer deal the first meeting.
That is good stuff. Okay, people, there you go. You see what you get whenever you spend a little time with Carl? You get great ideas.
Everybody needs to go run out
and get their marketing breakthrough session scheduled, right? So
it's a 2-hour session, Michelle. It's a 2-hour session. The first hour is diagnostic. I go through about 40 questions in these four, you know, overall, along these four different areas of passion, market, profit, action and profit. And the second hour, it usually creates a list. You discover a lot of things. And then in the second hour, you take action as much as you can on anything that you have that you need action on for up to 1 hour.
Very good. Love it. All right. I
tagline.
Love out of the box thinkers, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
It's powerful and it's
very
exciting
cool.
And it's fun. And a lot of times it really eliminates the spin, churn, and burn that people are in.
Yeah. Big issues of the day for entrepreneurs especially. So very cool, Carl. So let's make sure we get enough time to get your website and all that good stuff in so that I can connect with you and find out about that marketing breakthrough session.
All right. Now, the website is GBizBuilders, which is GBizBuilders.com. And there's a button on the menu, it's the fourth one over called, which is titled Guarantee, and that's the one that talks about the marketing breakthrough session.
Great. And how can they find you on social media?
Carl Loop on Facebook and LinkedIn, GBizBuilders on Twitter.
Awesome. Yeah, Carl's building his followers, just like each and every one of you should be doing, right? Building that following. So... Wonderful, Carl. We have like 2 minutes left, something like that. Why don't you? You have something you want to give everybody, or you got a good something out there, or you want to just give another tip? What you got?
Well, yeah, if somebody wants to contact me, carl.loop, last name is loop-de-loop, L-O-O-P, carl.loop@gbizbuilders.com. I'll send them a copy of the breakthrough worksheet.
Okay.
Got all the questions and the categories in it. Pretty interesting to look at.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so repeat that email address again.
I'm also pretty easy to find. If you type Carl Loop, I show up a few thousand times. I'm not the one in Florida, though.
Okay, yeah.
There not many of us. Probably not many Michelle's either, Sissons.
No, not very many Michelle Sissons, although the other one did contact me about a year ago and say, I don't know who you are, but I can get stuff for you. Poor girl. So, Carl, it's been great having you here. I'm really excited you're going to be at the event with us this weekend.
I'll see you Thursday, right?
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it. And everyone else can come out and meet Carl, too. And maybe he can just, you know, session right there on the spot. So, yay.
Fantastic.
All right,
thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you. It's been great having you here. And for everybody else, be sure and hold on. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Bye-bye.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony TonyGambone.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to Life Changing Insights with Dr. AlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sissom went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Man, another great show. I just want to say thank you to Rodney Jones and to Carl Loop for being here today. Two really great entrepreneurs showing us how to do it. And you know, one of the things that Rodney reminded me of, and I've been made very aware of it several times recently in my own life, in my own business, is that, you know what, we got to put ourselves in the situations that build the belief that we can have what it is that we want, whether that is a bigger business, a new home, a new car, whatever that might be. You know, when I was a Mary Kay sales director, that is one of the things we did on a very regular basis, is we would take our consultants out and do dream days, right? And we would go through million-dollar homes, and we would take them to eat in really nice restaurants, or, you know, we'd take them to the car lot. I do mastermind events where my clients come to meet with me for 2 days in Houston, and not this time, but the previous time when they came into Houston, I took them all RV shopping. And we went and sat in RVs and looked at their RVs and really helped them to see that the truth was they could actually afford it, right? We look at some of these things and we think, oh, I'll never have that. And it's all a belief. It's all a game. And so I want to encourage you to be looking at whether, you know, which game are you playing in? Have you gone and looked at the new houses lately? Why not go dream and let it become your reality? And then we had Carl, who just is just too much fun to begin with. And we were talking about his marketing breakthrough sessions. But we were looking at the struggles for entrepreneurs. And one of the things was, he said that you really have to start by understanding how to make yourself stand out and how to create a following. And you guys hear me say that all the time. I think it is so very important. And he said that he has people really begin by looking at four different things in their business, and it's what is your personal meaning, what is your marketing meaning what's going to make you stand out, how are you going to take action, and how are you going to make profit. And, anyone who knows me knows I love Take Action, Get Profit. That's the radio show name and my event name. And so thank you guys both for being here. You are both fantastic guests. One last time, I want to remind you, this is the last radio show before my big event. And Take Action, Get Profit is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Houston, Texas. You only need to come if you want to make more money. That's pretty much it, because that's what I do, is I teach people how to make money from their desire and their dream, right? So I want to encourage you to join us. It's not too late. I still have a few seats open. It's going to be a fantastic event. Last year was life-changing for me and for the attendees. I was told you guys I was at a networking event earlier today, and when I stood up and talked about my event, someone else in the room stood up and said that her name is Brenda. She had been at the event last year, and she came to that event wanting to quit her job and go full-time in her business, and since then has, because she got the plan at the event last year. So it's those kind of things I see happen over and over and over when people get serious about doing this, being an entrepreneur, right, instead of just building a business like it's a hobby. And so if you're serious and you want to make more money, I want to invite you to come join us. So you can find out more at www.takeactiongetprofit.com. We will be at the Sheraton North Houston on Beltway 8 and JFK Boulevard, right at the airport. You know what? We've got space. Come join us. It's going to be a fantastic time. You will meet amazing people, and you will learn how to make money with this thing we call entrepreneurship. Okay, so I am so excited. I cannot wait to talk to you next Monday and share with you all the fantastic things that happened over the weekend. Till then, I hope you go out and take a lot of action and get a lot of profits this week. And we'll talk again on Monday. This is Michelle Sism saying, be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.